Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back. One of my favorite bands. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. By the way, that's Mark Knopfler on the guitar. He's also the lead singer of that group, or used to be in those days. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there that will help you with your small business. And so check it out and use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic. Under the small business sun, we got something you can do. Listen, read, ask questions, check out our blog, check out the newsletter and the Brain Trust. The newsletter, by the way, we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email. All you got to do is tell us your email address. That's really all we have to have. Just give us your email address. And I promise, your email address will be safe with us. We have a very serious, very strict, very simple privacy policy. If you give it to us, it doesn't go anywhere else. And so check that out. And also, if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I want to continue to talk. It's just you and me. I want to continue to talk about this oil well situation in the Gulf. You know, folks, the easy oil, the convenient oil, the oil that's easy to find and you know, as little muss and fuss as possible, that's already been found. We've already pumped that oil out of the ground. We've already used it. So now there's plenty of oil deep inside, you know, the earth left. There's plenty of oil. But we got to go deeper for it. We got to go out deeper for it. We got to go out into the oceans and the Gulf. That's the reason why we're doing this deep water exploration that they're doing right now, like the one that's blown out in the Gulf of Mexico. That wellhead is 5,000 feet below the surface of the Gulf. And then the bottom of that well is a few miles below that into the earth. That's how far we're having to go. Now, there are places, and this is one of the problems we've got with not having an energy policy. See, America doesn't really have an energy policy of any kind. It's pretty much the Wild Wild West, so to speak. And because we don't have an energy policy that really looks at all of the resources we have and all of the innovations that we could create and blends them together. Okay, this is the old, this is the potential new. Let's set up a period of, you know, let's set up a chronological plan here for phasing out the old and bringing on the new. It could take us 25, 30 years to do all this. But in the meantime, until we can bring on the new stuff and gradually work it into our marketplace, into our innovation and development and delivery and the consumption, until we can get all that worked out, we'll phase out the old and phase in the new over time, over the next generation and a half, let's say. But we don't have anything like that. And the reason we don't is because we don't have the kind of leaders and haven't had the kind of leadership in Washington, D.C. You and I haven't elected those people. We haven't sent the kind of people to Washington, D.C. It's our fault. And I mean that. I'm serious. It's our fault. You and I haven't sent the kind of leaders to Washington who have the gravitas, who have the courage to develop an energy plan for America. I mean, what's more important to our way of life in terms of, you know, everyday operating the way we live than energy? It's huge, right? If you don't think that, you know, plug in your hairdryer in the morning, plug in your shaver, your mixer, your toaster, your garage door opener, crank your car, et cetera, et cetera. What's more ubiquitous and more diffused in the way we live than the need for energy? So if you think about that, isn't it preposterous that we don't have a comprehensive, workable energy plan? We don't have no energy plan at all, ladies and gentlemen. This country has no energy policy at all, not even a bad one. We have nothing, which means that it's bad. And so if we could come up with that, we could say, okay, there's oil there that is easier to get than the 5,000 feet below the ocean oil, we could go get that oil. But then we've got, you know, environmentalists, people who don't like that, like up in Anwar, the Anwar fields up in Alaska. There are people who are trying to prevent that from happening. Well, maybe the energy policy would take that all that into consideration, and we could make some intelligent decisions about how long we're going to drill for coal, how long we're going to dig for coal, how long we're going to drill for oil, where we're going to do that, what makes the most sense for this country, how can that all be blended into a plan that would wean us off of foreign oil, foreign petroleum, for which we, you know, and hopefully maybe even wean us off of the requirement to borrow money to buy that oil. And as we're doing all of that, we're encouraging entrepreneurs to develop alternative energy forms, alternative energy systems, technologies, innovations, revelations, miracles, maybe, that could be coming down the pipe. We're encouraging people, we're doing everything we can to encourage those people, and we're showing them how, if they invent these things, if they develop these innovations, we're showing them how that we'll transfer what they've created into something that can be used and that they can make some money on. If we could do this, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, if we could do this, America could own the energy marketplace for the next century. I've been saying this for a long time. We have the innovators, we have the entrepreneurs, we have the resources, all that stuff we got. Some countries don't have any of those things. We have all that in spades. We don't have the leadership to bring it all together. And that's our fault. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I have to send those kind of people to Washington to put that pack out of a plan together. Quick break, Tintel. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.